And welcome to Commissioner's Court. Judge Brannigan is not here, and Commissioner Alfred had to leave. He's a little under the weather, such and so am I. So I don't have my Barry White voice this morning, but we'll start with the invocation led by Commissioner Bush, and then no invocation led by Commissioner Bush, and pledge allegiance led by Commissioner Pierce. Thank you. Peace be
upon you. Please bow with me. Lord, we come to you today and ask for your guidance, Lord, as we make decisions that affect our citizens, employees of our county, Lord. We pray that you be with all of our citizens and our employees, Lord, throughout this Christmas season, Lord. We pray for those less fortunate, Lord, that don't have shelter, and pray that you help them to find shelter and to weather the storm, Lord. Lord, we ask for all these things in your holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll start today's agenda a little bit out of order. We have a resolution for Ms. Julie Harris. Would you please approach the podium, lector? Good morning.
Good morning.
Whereas Julie A. Harris has devoted 28 years and 7 months of her life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, as well as a smile every time I saw you. Whereas Julie A. Harris has dedicated her talent and pledged her services as a correction officer and peace officer as a bailiff for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, and whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Julie A. Harris has earned the respect of her colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Julie Harris is recognized for her unselfish devotion to common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and will always be missed by our friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Julie Harris for a dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well at her retirement. Oh, Ms. Harris, would you like to say something?
Well, just going to say that I'm going to miss everybody, and I'm going to miss all these smiling faces, but I will be coming back to visit, so thank y'all for everything. Appreciate it, and I love working for the Sheriff Department. I've had a wonderful career. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Chief.
Well, I have to say something because, hey, that's what I have to do. But Julie, we're going to miss Julie. It's getting strange now because I'm seeing more and more people retiring in my career, and I'm thinking like, oh, I guess, you know, I'm stepping up, it's next. But Julie's given me a lot of great advice. She has two sons that's in law enforcement now, and so she's just not leaving this place, just leaving. She left with two kids and her offsprings. So we love you, and we hope you enjoy retirement. This is your wife from the county.
Thank you.
And Commissioner, we got a flag for you also.
They tell this flag cool, but it's happened to us somewhere.
But just tell her we're giving it back. We just don't have a resolution. We'll get Commissioner Alfred to sign it.
Yeah, Alfred to do it. Whatever I hear, I can. Julie, I just wanted to say I appreciate everything that you've done for me over the years, and we're going to miss you. It's been a great 28-plus years. And Julie, believe it or not, has had the hard task of keeping Judge Thorne happy for a long time. And that's been a huge help for us. So I thank you again, Julie.
Ms. Harris, I want to apologize. We have to redo everything we just did because I didn't take a vote.
Oh.
No. Do we have?
I so move.
Second.
A motion and a second. I have a motion, second, and I apologize. God bless again.
Thank you.
Next.
You'll vote on that real quick.
Yeah, can we take a vote on that?
Aye.
All in favor, say aye.
Make it legal.
All right. Or she gonna have to keep working.
Yeah, nay.
I'm trying to get to the, we have the historical commission here today. I think we'll take that item out of order, so. It's item A under historical commission. Considering possibly approval appointing members listed below of the Jefferson County Historical Commission for a 2-year term for 2023 to 2024 pursuant to local government code 318-003B. Jefferson County Historical Commission 2023 prospective appointees. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Go ahead. All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Should I read this, the names, Mr. Attorney? All the names?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes, all right.
Can't go wrong if I say yes.
Yeah, that's what I said. All right. Ms. Rihanna Hoff, Precinct 1. Ricky Hyer, Precinct 1. Candy Hollis, Precinct 1. Geraldine Miller, Precinct 1. Letitia Stewart, Precinct 1. Mike McGreevy, Precinct 2. Current members of the Jefferson County Historical Commission to be reappointed: Jake Camp, Teresa Goodness, Kate Hambright, Bruce Hamilton, Brenda Jackson, Dr. Stephen P. Lewis, Linda McMahon. I don't know if I want to approve Leslie, but Leslie McMahon, Paul Prosperi, Lynn Simon, Dawn Smart, and Jennifer Trinbet. If you're present, would you please stand? I want to thank you for your service. Teresa kept me in line with some of the things that y'all do, and I want to say it's an honor that we have people that preserve our history. That sub-courthouse in Port Arthur is one of the prime examples. We get a lot of compliments, and sometimes when I want to tell all out, I got reprimanded real bad. So thank y'all for y'all service.
Thank you. All commissioners, we appreciate you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did we take a motion on that? Did we take a motion and vote? Did we vote on that?
Yeah, we voted. Okay. We did vote. We voted. Yeah.
Okay.
All in favor?
Let's aye. Re-vote. Aye.
Thanks. Y'all, excuse me for the sniffles. Is anyone here? Is Miss Joy Lovelace here? Okay, yes. I want to exclude anyone. Mr. Markey? Yes. Ellis here? Okay, thank you. Now proceeding with the agenda. Items under purchasing. Teresa, I didn't want to exclude y'all saying something. Somebody come to the podium. I apologize for that. I'm kind of out of whack right now.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. I just want to say that we've enjoyed a wonderful working relationship with the court. Anytime that we need help with any historic preservation, we always come to you, and you're so helpful. You've done a great job with the courthouse and the sub-courthouse preserving those historic buildings. And if you can see, this room is testament to the great job that the court has done. Your appointees today, we have some that are new. We look forward to working with the new appointees. We got a great turnout at our historic cemetery tour at Magnolia Cemetery, and a lot of people came forward and said, we'd love to help with historic preservation in the county. So we have some new blood, and we're really looking forward to working with our new members. And we'll be coming back to the court later on in 2023 and giving you our annual report and letting you know what we're working on. And of course, our big project that we're culminating in 2023 is our historic resources survey and our preservation plan that we want to come back to the court with and see what can we do to identify the historic resources in the county to help local governments know this is what we need to preserve when there's storms, and how to get more help for historic preservation with the resources that are out there. So we thank y'all very much and appreciate you acknowledging us today.
Would you introduce the new members?
I think we have one new member with us today. Would you like to stand and give your name?
Geraldine Miller.
And we have some other members that are, these are our current members this evening. Mike McGreevy has been on the commission for a number of years. Kate Hambright, Dr. Stephen Lewis, and of course, Jen Trinby. So thank y'all very much.
Yes, and thank you, Ms. Miller, for wanting to serve. And you'll find that you're in a group that take it very serious, save the taxpayers a lot of money, because there's historical funds that come from the federal government and state that you guys will capture and keep us from running the chance of getting those funding. So thank you. Now, getting back to the agenda under person, item A has been tabled. Item B, consider and approve, execute, and receive and file agreement 22-077-DC with rentacomputer.com and Jefferson County for rental of 24 laptop computers to be used in the training of Tyler Technology Software in the amount of $3,117.20. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Motion approved. Under County Auditor, consider and approve FY 2023 budget transfer, Parks additional cost for insurance. Liability insurance, $36. Buildings and grounds, $36. Consider and approve FY 2023 budget transfer, MIS additional cost for rental of computers for Tyler Technologies training. Rent equipment, $3,118. From equipment miscellaneous, $3,118. C, regular county bills, check number 501730 through check number 501943. Do I have a motion to approve those items under county auditor?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Under county commissioners, item A, receive and file certificate of completion for Commissioner Vernon Pierce. Commissioner Pierce has successfully completed the continuing education provisions of Article 81-0025 of the Texas Local Government Code for 2022. Item B, receive and file, execute and amend tax abatement between Jefferson County and Coastal Caverns 1 LP for a property located in the Coastal Caverns reinvestment zone pursuant of Chapter 312-401 Esquire Texas Property Tax Code. Do I have a motion to approve items under County Commissioner?
So moved.
Second.
Do I have a second? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Under Constable, Precinct 1, item A, consider and possibly approve the hiring of Edgar G. Thompson as a deputy constable with the Constable's Precinct 1 office in accordance with Local Government Code LGC 86-011. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye. Ayes have it. Motion approved. Under County Treasurer, we have one item. Item A, receive and file investment schedule for November 2022, including the year-to-date that total earnings on the county funds. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I know I'm skipping the comment part, but if y'all stop me because somebody wants to say something, and I see we have a county treasurer, Mr. Hall.
Yes, commissioners, you know, we
$354,000 in 1 month is pretty incredible. I mean, we've gone entire budget years and not made that much money, and we're doing it in 1 month. The good thing is that things are going to be looking really good as time goes on. The investments we made, the contract that we negotiated with the bank, it's going to pay dividends to us for a long time. And so the good, you know, when you run, you hope that you leave the office better than you found it, and you hope that the citizens are served. And I think we've achieved both of those things. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to spread a little goodwill and a little harmony in our community. We need it now more than ever. But, you know, so many people I want to thank for helping me and my office along the way, mainly my staff, you know, and all of you have been great. So every time I've called, every time I've asked, every time I've, you know, gone to you for guidance and help through something, all of you have been over backwards to really help. So I want to thank all of you for that, because y'all made it really good for me, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, and Ms. Hallmark, I want to say thank you for your service and the class act of transition. I think we're going to be okay. You left us in great standing, and I think we can build from there. And I want to say, you know, you've been a friend of mine, for well as your dad. I followed your dad into this office, and, you know, I watched his style, and I'm a little rougher, but, you know, God bless your family and the Hallmark family, too. Y'all been dedicated to Jefferson County as well as South Port Arthur County, Port Arthur, Texas, and I want to say thank you, and you will be missed.
Yeah. Well, you know, my dad, you know, so eloquently said, you know, he said, life is like a roll of toilet paper, you know. The closer you get to the end, you know, the faster it goes. And this isn't the end. This is just the end of a chapter. I plan to still be involved. I don't know whether as an elected official, but certainly maybe as a surrogate. And who knows? We'll see out what the future holds. But it's been great. And the 4 years has gone by very quickly. But it's been an incredible experience for me. And I can't, you know, the citizens who gave me this opportunity, I feel very privileged to be able to have had this opportunity. A lot of people never do. And I'm very fortunate. I got a great real estate career to go back to. And, you know, I'll still be serving this community just in another capacity. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, we have two items under Sheriff's Department. Item A, we've already done item B and item C. Item A, consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Mr. Matt Garner to Hoover, Alabama on January 29, 2023 to February 3, 2023 for a digital forensic course. The course will be paid for by the National Computer Forensic Institute with no cost to Jefferson County. Item C, consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Mark A. Ellis for his 17 years and 2 months of service to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department and wishing him well in his retirement. Those two items. Do I have a motion to approve items A and C on the Sheriff's Department?
No, ma'am.
Second.
I have a second. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Do we have any discussion? Thank you. We've done the Historical Commission. Next, we have an Engineering Department. Item A and B. We have items A, B, and C. Item A, execute, receive, and file utility permit 01U-23 to AT&T Communications for the purpose of constructing, maintaining, or repairing the utility or common carrier pipeline for the distribution of data communication. This project is located in Precinct 2. Item B, execute, receive, and file overweight vehicle permit 060122 and road use agreement to Port Arthur LNG for the purpose of transporting field material, including crushed concrete, gravel, and select clay for construction of Entergy substation pad located off SH 87, Highway 87, State Highway 87. This project is located in Precinct 3. Item C, consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute construction plans for approval of the letting for the State Highway 124 at Taylor Bayou Bridge replacement and channel widening project, state aid project STPC 368-2-46. Do I have a motion to approve items under in the engineering department?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion approved. That ends our agenda for. Oh, I skipped one. Oh yeah, okay. I apologize.
I missed something.
Tax office. I skipped that one.
Thank you.
Okay, we have an item under tax office. I apologize. Item A, consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Joy Lovelace for her 16 years of service to the Jefferson County and to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion to approve item A under tax office?
So moved.
Second. Yes, sir.
Any discussion? Motion approved. Now with, I think that's all. Do we have anyone on Commissioner's Court that wishes to?
Yeah, Commissioner, I'd just like to take a minute, and this is my last ride.
I want to say you for last.
Okay.
So just hold on.
All right. that's scary.
Do we have Commissioner Pierce?
I will say one thing. Yesterday, I put out a request to see if I can get some help. We've had three pieces of equipment that we use for ditch digging, and all three have been broken, and it's very difficult to get parts for them. And I wanted to publicly thank both of you guys for coming to my rescue and offering any help to let us borrow your equipment. So thank you. It's great teamwork, and I thank both of y'all for doing that.
Anyone in the audience would like to say anything? Anyone online? Okay, now we're moving to the roasting session. Now this guy is leaving, as well as Commissioner Hallmark. I've had the pleasure of being on this court for almost 13 years now. I've had the pleasure of interacting with Commissioner Bush, was former police chief Bush, prior to him being on court, never knowing he was going to be on court, with some issues with teenagers and people that violated the law in Needland, Texas, as well as probably Port Arthur, Texas. Every time I called, I didn't call for the guys that just abused the law, but sometimes people just needed a break. So I got to know what kind of person he was then, and to have him serve, to be able to serve beside him has been an honor. And Commissioner Bush, I want to say that, you know, you learn a lot from people every day, but their character is what shows up in times of need, and you will be missed. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I consider you a friend. We ate a lot of crawfish together.
Yes, sir.
And you ate more than me, because you got there earlier. But we're going to miss you and your family, and we wish you Godspeed, and like I told you last week, you and I don't let you just walk out of here, so we'll be calling on you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for your service with class, and you know, sometimes you get on different sides of the aisle, and people think you're supposed to be enemies. I can honestly say we've never even blinked that way. So thank you, and God bless you.
Well, thank you.
Let me say something before you start, and we'll let you in. I will tell you, we've had the opportunity. I've known him for years and years, too, through a previous life, and not that I was arrested by him. Right. But we've known each other and worked together for many years, and it's certainly been a pleasure to be up here with you. And sitting next to you up here at this table has been great. I admire him so much that I knew he was shopping for a new truck, and I heard where he was shopping, and I rushed down there and bought it out from under him. And then he bought one just like it. So we compare truck stories every day up here, so we appreciate it. I will miss you, and I wish you the very best. Please come back and see us. And you said you're going to come back and make fun of us, so I'm looking forward to that.
I'm going to sit out there in the crowd and come up to the podium every week and complain about something. But seriously, I appreciate the opportunity. It's been great. When Judge and Commissioner Weaver asked me if I would be interested in serving, I was honored that they asked. And I said, well, let me talk to my wife. And it took her about 2 seconds to say, yeah, to get me out of the house. And so I had been retired for 3 years when this came up. And anyway, it's just been a pleasure. I thank all of y'all that have been so helpful to me. I thought I'd worked in government for 40-something years in city government and thought, well, it's pretty much the same. But I found out there are some similarities, but also a lot of differences. And y'all have guided me through those. And I appreciate the fact, the way all of y'all work together. And I appreciate the court. And even though sometimes we disagree on business matters, we're still friends. Yeah. There's lots of courts and lots of city councils that can't say that, you know. I can't say enough good, and I'm not going to sit here and rattle any longer. I know y'all are tired of listening to me. But anyway, I appreciate the opportunity. It's been a great ride. Thank y'all.
You will be missed, my friend. But I'll just come hang out and eat crawfish with you.
There you go.
That ends today's Commissioners Court meeting. Thank you, everyone, for being here. And you have a blessed and prosperous Christmas. And, Fran, next week? We will not have Commissioners Court next week. Or if they do, I won't be here. So I want to tell everyone Happy New Year's also. God bless you and your families. And looking forward to kicking butt next year, 2023. Thank you.